That's a great question because it's really at the core of the overall regional justification for this, the way it's being sold in Boston and in out at ISO New England. There is an effort on a regional level to what's called procure renewable energy in big chunks, which has been a barrier to renewable energy development within the region, is that the market is a very hard thing, and you need to get some type of financing in place to build your project. There's been a number of projects that many of you are familiar with here in New Hampshire that have gone up in terms of wind power, but New Hampshire has a very poor, has a very limited support for renewable energy overall compared to the other New England states. There's a push on the regional level to create these purchasing blocks and buy more power. One of the big fights that we're involved in at the regional level is to keep Hydro-Québec power out of that process. It's a really easy way out if you're Massachusetts. And in fact, if you look at the climate plan that Massachusetts has, which is in many respects a terrific and advanced plan, about a quarter of the reductions that they're trying to get in greenhouse gas emissions from all the efforts is from building Northern Pass. They want to claim all of the supposed greenhouse gas reduction. That means that, I guess this is, you know, that none of it would come to New Hampshire, in other words. None of it could be taken credit for by New Hampshire. It would just be Massachusetts, which strikes many of us as a little absurd and outrageous. And there's a lot of twists to that, which we've talked about on our website in gory detail that Susan has been kind enough to share with many of you. But there is a push towards renewable energy in the region. I think it's going to continue. But the big but is that Hydro-Québec really wants access to this market. And there's been a lot of turmoil in Quebec, so that's going to may change things. Political turmoil in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
There's a great environmental minister who's been appointed by the new government. However, the Minister of Natural Resources, which runs kind of the energy sector in Quebec, is a Hydro-Québec executive.
A veteran.
Interesting. ISO New England has to plan about these things, and they have basically projected in the near term a very flat, and part of that is energy efficiency, and that's what we view as one of the key alternatives to building new transmission, is investing in energy efficiency. It costs less than the power that's generated from where it is, and it saves people all around the state money, as towns and cities have found. So that element of the regional energy policy may ultimately mean that projects like this can't make the argument that they're needed in the power grid.
Ken Kimball has something to add.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that it's not unusual at all for governments to have multiple policies that conflict with each other, as we see with the energy policy. And that's actually not all bad, but policy is not law, and don't confuse those two. Law, they have to go back and change. A policy is really much more of a guidance about what can happen. The other point I want to point out, and this is just building off of what Christoph made, but one of the earlier questions here is about what can I file in my comments that becomes more substantive. A number of us have made the position with DOE that if they're going to count this as a renewable energy and so forth, then they've got to look at the environmental impacts in Canada, because the source of that power is from Canada. And you can't go over and say, I will count for the so-called good without looking at the environmental impacts that are also happening. I happen to do a back-of-the-envelope calculation of the reservoir equivalents for 1,200 megawatts. That would be equivalent, the way that they flood in Quebec, to flooding the whole town of Pittsburgh, New Hampshire. If you look at the map of New Hampshire, that's the largest city area-wise that we have. What Quebec Hydro is doing is equivalent to moving the Connecticut River, the Merrimack River, the Saco River, and the Androscoggin at the New Hampshire borders, three times those flows over into what would be another watershed basin. That's the level of impact in Canada to generate this kind of power. So if it's going to be counted as green power by DOE in the process, it is fair to file with DOE and the other agencies and say, if it's counted there, the impact has to be analyzed as well. You can't do one without the other.